AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Two heated hearings on Capitol Hill today. Senators are questioning fired CDC Director Susan Menares. Here with Senator Susan Collins.
What are the implications for public health if important scientific decisions at the CDC are made by the political staff rather than the career scientists?
It concerns me.
And FBI Director Kash Patel up for a second day. Senator Pramila Jayapal on the Epstein files.
Are these women credible? It's a yes or no answer.
I have answered the question.
Well, what is the
telling you, I'm the only FBI director that has welcomed new information in this case. This administration is the only one that has welcomed any new information in this case.
Is there a yes or no to
present new credible information? Present new information.
Are the victims credible or not?
CBS News Brief, I'm Cammy McCormick.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. A city council member is rejecting a resident's call for his resignation following comments he made on social media about the death of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. According to the Wausau Pilot and Review, Wausau resident Barb Morgan wrote a letter to the editor calling for District 10 Alder Lou Larson to step down. Larson wrote on social media, quote, "I'm the first to condemn gun violence, regardless of what side of the fence you're on. Yet in Mr. Kirk's case, one has to wonder if you get what you play for." Larson told the Pilot and Review that his comments have no effect on how he represents District 10. The Wausau Public Health and Safety Committee could consider strengthening rules on feeding animals. The discussion follows reports of rats running through Riverview streets. The Wausau Pilot and Review reports Alder Becky McElhaney said residents have had to spend thousands of dollars repairing foundation damage caused by rats. The city already has an ordinance against urban feeding, but Committee Chair Lisa Rasmussen says there may be a gap in city policy. The committee directed staff to review current feeding rules and agreed to revisit the issue at their October 20th meeting. The Wisconsin State Patrol's September Law of the Month is rail safety. Wisconsin has 3,300 miles of active train tracks, with nearly 4,000 rail crossings. State Patrol Superintendent Tim Carnahan says drivers and pedestrians should always expect a train at each rail crossing and make safe choices to avoid track tragedies. It's against state law to drive around lowered crossing gates or crossing closely to an approaching train. Never stop on the tracks and stay behind the painted lines on the road when waiting for a crossing train. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
The magic number is 7. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers host the LA Angels again tonight. Last night, the crew with a 9-2 win. Christian Yelich, a 2-run homer in the 4th. Now, 7 is the Brewers' magic number to clinch the division, but Yelly says it's still too early for all that right now.
Yeah, I mean, we just need to focus on winning that night, like not even thinking about like the magic number. We need to just keep stacking wins and playing good baseball, and that'll take care of itself. You can't do that in one night. When you start looking ahead, then things can get away from you a little bit.
College football, the Badgers, getting ready to host Maryland Saturday at Camp Randall, kickoff 11 a.m. NFL, Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed confirming he's now had surgery to repair his broken collarbone and foot fracture. Meanwhile, Christian Watson says his new contract extension takes some pressure off as he tries to come back from that torn ACL.
For me, I mean, it was really just to, you know, take that pressure off of myself so I can kind of just go out there when I get back and just play free.
That's Packers wide receiver Christian Watson with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 98.9 WXCO, Wausau's home for Matinee on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
Still staying unseasonably warm today with highs climbing to the upper 80s. Tonight, a small chance of a shower or thunderstorm, lows fall to 60. And for tomorrow, sunshine to start the day, still a warm one reaching 80, and then a chance of showers and storms by the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
On Friday night, the Newman Catholic High School football team will look to move into a tie for first place in the Central Wisconsin 8 Conference with a win at first place Marion Tigerton. Hear all the exciting action live on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.FM and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:40 and the opening kickoff at 7 p.m. The game will also air on a delay basis following the Wausau West game on 98.9 WXCO. Newman Catholic High School football on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by Sun Printing, the Newman Catholic Athletic Booster Club, and Wisconsin Valley Flag Football. It's Newman Catholic taking on Marion Tigerton Friday night, starting with the pregame show at 6:40 and the opening kickoff at 7, live on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.FM and the Civic Media app, and on tape delay following the Wausau West game on 98.9 WXCO.
Pete Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome actor and Appleton native son, actor Mike McGill, whose credits include Shameless and Bosch, and syndicated columnist Greg Schwem. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So welcome to the third hour of our program. The Trump administration is pulling back radically on efforts to stop human trafficking. You know, the stuff that Jeffrey Epstein was accused of. It's, why are they doing this? I mean, you know, Trump is like pro-human trafficking? Is that what's going on? Over at the Department of Homeland Security, they had, this is from The Guardian, this is a piece by Aaron Glanz and Bernice Young. At DHS, Trump has ordered agents formerly dedicated to investigating and arresting human traffickers to instead focus on deporting immigrants. Current and former DHS staffers interviewed by The Guardian confirmed that these investigators' day-to-day work has been broadly shifted toward deportations and away from investigating major crimes with real victims. Over at the State Department, the Trump administration slashed more than 70% of the agency's office to monitor and combat trafficking in persons. This is called the TIP office, Traffic in Persons, which is responsible for leading anti-trafficking efforts across the U.S. government. 70% cut in the workforce. They have also held up grants to nonprofit organizations that fight trafficking around the world, putting their operations and services at risk. In addition, Glantz and Young write for The Guardian, the administration has also delayed release of an annual report that documents human trafficking across the U.S. and more than 185 other countries. Federal law requires that report be provided to Congress by the 30th of June, which was months ago, and it still has not been provided to Congress. Beth Van Schaack, the ambassador at large for global criminal justice during the Biden administration, said, "The reality is that perpetrators will go free and international crimes will continue. It will take years to rebuild the expertise in our law enforcement and diplomatic corps." This is crazy. This is just crazy. I mean, you know, Republicans worked with Democrats to pass this. There's a landmark legislation back in 2000. You know, last year, the Clinton administration, it was called the Trafficking Victims Protection Act. And now the Trump administration is just gutting it. Meanwhile, over at the Department of Justice, they published a study a while back showing that most of the violence, most of the political violence in America is committed by people on the hard right. A PhD student at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, his first name is Daniel, was the guy who discovered this, that on September 12th, the file, the report is titled What NIJ Research Tells Us About Domestic Terrorism, right? And it concluded that most of the political violence in the United States that's domestically generated, not, you know, this wouldn't include 9/11 because that came from outside our country, but most of the domestic violence, political violence in America is coming from the right, not the left. And it was available on the Department of Justice website on the 12th of September, but on the 13th of September, it vanished.
And, of course, it was the 10th of September when Charlie Kirk was assassinated, and they decided to use that as an excuse to just, you know, go after any Democrat, anybody on the left, anybody who speaks out, no more free speech in America, all because, you know, the left is, you know, perpetrating all this political violence. And it turns out, no, the left is not perpetrating all this political violence. This is an actual quote from the report. Quote, militant, nationalistic, white supremacist, violent extremism has increased in the United States. In fact, the number of far-right attacks continues to outpace all other types of terrorism and domestic violent extremism. Since 1990, far-right extremists have committed far more ideologically motivated homicides than far-left or radical Islamist extremists, including 227 events that took more than 520 lives. In this same period, far-left extremists committed 42 ideologically motivated attacks that took 78 lives. A recent threat assessment by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security concluded that domestic violent extremists are an acute threat and highlighted a probability that COVID-19 pandemic-related stressors, longstanding ideological grievances related to immigration, and narratives surrounding election fraud will continue to serve as a justification for violent actions, of course, by people on the right. And now if you go looking for that file on the Department of Justice website, on Kristi Noem's website, you get an error that says this file, this page could not be found. Meanwhile, a British historian, Timothy Garton Ash, he's a British historian and author, he wrote an op-ed for The Guardian, arguing that we have 400 days to save America, to save democracy in the United States. He said, if Republicans, it's 400, basically 400 days to the next election, a little over a year. A year and 2 months, I think, September, October, November, yeah. And his point is that if the Democrats lose, if the Republicans win, if they can continue to hold the House and Senate is the bottom line, because that's what this election is going to be all about next year. If Republicans continue to hold the House and Senate, then Trump will expand his powers and he will end democracy in our republic. That'll be it. That'll be the end. We will be like Putin's Russia or Hungary, Orban's Hungary. He visited the United States and came to this conclusion from the time he was here. He wrote, I returned to Europe from the U.S. with a clear conclusion. American Democrats, lowercase d, have 400 days to start saving democracy. If next autumn's midterm elections produce a Congress that begins to constrain Donald Trump, there will then be a further 700 days to prepare the peaceful transfer of executive power that alone will secure the future of this republic. Operation Save U.S. Democracy stages 1 and 2. During 7 weeks in the U.S. summer, I was shaken every day by the speed and executive brutality of President Trump's assault on what had seemed settled norms of U.S. democracy and by the desperate weakness of the resistance to that assault. He wrote, one astute political observer suggested to me that Trump, flush with revenue from the new tariffs, could do a pre-election cash handout to voters, perhaps presented as compensation for the temporary difficulties of the transition to a MAGA economy. He says that would be a classic populist move. I agree. And I fully expect Trump next year to be passing out checks to people. I also fully expect Trump to have a little war with Venezuela. Because Republicans always, you know, ever since Reagan, I mean, Reagan got it from Thatcher, right? Oh, she's in trouble in the polls. She's, you know, just gutted the coal miners union and she's going after the National Health Service and she's collapsed in the polls. So what does she do? She picks a fight with Argentina over the Falklands or lets them pick a fight with her. I mean, you know, how I'm not British. I'm not a scholar of that conflict, but you get the point. And Reagan looks at that and goes, oh, that's a good idea. And so after, you know, a couple hundred Marines got killed in Beirut in that Beirut barracks bombing, Reagan pulls all the other Marines out, cuts and runs, and instead goes and invades Grenada, this little tiny Caribbean island where there's a medical school. There's a couple of hundred Americans, you know, studying medicine there. I've been to Grenada. I mean, it's just crazy to think that they represent some kind of threat to the United States. Really? Seriously? And the thing to remember here is that the House of Representatives in 3 years, at the end of the term, at the end of Trump's term, the House of Representatives is where the election, the presidential election of 2028, will be ratified. They will have the ability to say yes or no. If Trump says, oh, I'm going to run again. Or if he does run again, oh, I won. So keep your eyes on this. I absolutely agree with Timothy Garton Ash, this British historian, that we have 400 days roughly to save American democracy. It's 15 minutes past the hour. I want to talk about Charlie Kirk's murder, and I'll pick up your calls. So stick around. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the place where despair is not an option. I'll be right back. The Constitution is very clear. Government must not endorse religion. Yet in Texas and Arkansas, lawmakers try to force the Ten Commandments into every classroom. Thanks to lawsuits brought by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, federal judges stepped in, calling these laws, quote, obviously unconstitutional. This is not just about posters on the wall. It's about whether America remains a pluralistic democracy or slips toward theocracy. These victories show the courts are still willing to defend that core principle of church-state separation, and that is essential to protecting every American's freedom of conscience. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund public education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Paul.
We're from the Wausau Business Show, 100% action-packed Wausau every Saturday, 8 to 9 on Bull Falls 98.9 WXCO. We're also available on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts.
You're nailing it. Keep going.
WausauBusiness.com. We broadcast from the tippy top of Rib Mountain. So we'll see you Saturday, Wausaunians.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening and loving Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965 following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Van Orden, he is now well into the hundreds of tweets, many of them with insults and profanity, wasting his time, which means he's wasting our money that we pay him to do a job other than scrolling and trolling. The more troubling tweets call for people to be fired or for federal funding to be cut simply because he doesn't like how they reacted to Charlie Kirk's murder and or his legacy.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. Why throw your hat in the ring to become governor, especially in times like this?
Folks are tired of politicians who focus on culturals and partisan issues versus delivering real results that's going to change lives. And that's what we've done in Milwaukee County. And so my calling is being able to be there for people at my best when people are dealing with their worst times. And as elected officials, as community leaders, that's what we should be focused on.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. What if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could actually lead to skin issues, heart problems, and even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. So before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. It's over at getnativepath.com/Hartman. Right now, I can get you a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, two N's at the end, to get that special bundle deal and read this report, the top five collagen warnings. GetNativePath.com/Hartman.
No need to explain, but now the boots are back. The whispers too, and they're looking for someone who looks like you. They don't knock, they demand no room for doubt. In your own hometown, you're a stranger now. They say it's law, they say it's peace. But all I hear is papers, please. Papers, please. In the land of the free. Show your name, your blood, your history. Or disappear like a ghost in the breeze. This ain't a dream.
As I mentioned to Congressman Pocan at the beginning of the program, it's fairly clear now that Mr. Robinson, Tyler Robinson, the fellow who killed Charlie Kirk, was in a romantic relationship with another man or a man who was transitioning to female, maybe now a trans woman. I'm not sure where he or she was in that transition, and you know, want to be respectful. And you know, in fact, one of his comments, he says, after reading that this is a text message chain, after Tyler Robinson says to his roommate, I killed him. He said, you're kidding, you're joking, right? And he says, I'm still okay, my love, but I am stuck. And he goes on, you know, I'm stuck in here for a little while longer. But he's referring to him as my love and things like that. It just seems like this is just a tragedy, you know, not... This is not some kind of weird conspiracy. This has got nothing to do with left-wing politics. His lover was being attacked, or at least he perceived that Charlie Kirk was attacking his lover. And he did the absolute wrong thing to do when you think that somebody you care about is being attacked. He went out with a gun. It's just absolutely wrong. But, you know, it's fairly clear that this is what's going on, but to say that this is, you know, George Soros is responsible for this or any of these other things, I get it that the Republicans like to say that, you know, all queer people are to the left, Tell that to Scott Bessent, who is our Treasury Secretary, who is a gay man who's married to another man. Or Peter Thiel, the major, you know, Republican funder, who's a gay man. Being gay does not make you left. And so what can you say? Or being queer in general. Meanwhile, Israel is bombing the crap out of northern Gaza right now. They're going after Gaza City, which had been kind of the last part of Gaza that was still standing. I mean, this is a city with, you know, almost 1 million people in it. They're blowing up high-rise apartment buildings. They've now confirmed at least 65,000 people dead, probably multiples of that injured, children with limbs blown off. The United Nations this week said, yes, definitely Israel is committing genocide. This is a crime, an international crime. Four more deaths were recorded in the last 24 hours due to starvation in Gaza. That brings the total of starvation victims to 432. In the last 24 hours, 51 Palestinians have been killed across Gaza. They have struck, the Israeli Air Force and artillery units have struck Gaza City over 150 times in the past 48 hours. According to the Israeli military, multiple strikes hit the Al-Ransi Children's Hospital on Tuesday night, the only pediatric hospital left in Gaza. They blew up the top three floors, which had 80 patients in them receiving treatment, all children. The Gaza Health Ministry is accusing the Israeli military of deliberately thwarting attempts by the World Health Organization to bring fuel to hospitals. Internet and telephone services have been shut down to Gaza because of the attacks. A coalition of aid groups are calling to the international community to stop Israel from what they're doing. They said, quote, what we are witnessing in Gaza is not only an unprecedented humanitarian catastrophe, but what the UN Commission of Inquiry has now concluded is a genocide. The signatories include over 20 aid organizations operating in Gaza, including Save the Children, the Norwegian Refugee Council. I mean, these are not like, you know, anti-Israel groups. And meanwhile, in the West Bank, which is on the other side of Israel, Israeli authorities demolished 40 homes in the village of Al-Sir in the Negev Desert. And they stormed the city of Nablus in the West Bank and arrested seven Palestinians. Louise and I were driving through Nablus one day. This was back, I forget the year, but it was, anyhow, these kids came out and threw stones at our car. And that was the day that Nablus made the front cover of Time magazine as the beginning of the Intifada. We were there for it.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
My mother saw that, and it wasn't our car on the cover of Time, but she knew where I was, and she called and freaked out. Anyhow, what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls right after this. What if I told you that most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for. You could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's at the end. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline
mind right now? We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. The deadline clock is ticking in Washington, D.C. on a spending bill when we have a government shutdown. We'll discuss it with Pat Kreitlow of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow and Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. This week is the 7th annual National Clean Energy Week in Wisconsin. In 2019, Governor Tony Evers penned a proclamation outlining a clean energy goal for Wisconsin. It aims to make statewide energy consumption 100% carbon-free by 2050. Evers kicked off National Clean Energy Week on Monday at a downtown Wausau restaurant. Evers toured the basement and brewing area at the Red Eye Brewing Company. The restaurant features a wood-burning oven and is the first brewery in the state to use a solar thermal hot water system. Owners Brett Danke and Kevin Eichelberger showed Evers how solar panels heat the water used to make their small batch beer. The governor said his visit was to thank the owners for being sustainably conscious.
They're doing everything they can to keep costs down and also be good to the environment.
And added he's pleased to see their success.
The interesting thing for me is that they've been doing it for a long time. When they first, from the day they opened the door here, they've been doing things around, you know, making sure that their energy is cheaper and more appropriately solar.
The visit comes as two Republican state legislators announced a proposal this week that would allow community solar programs in Wisconsin. State Senator Patrick Teston of Stevens Point and Representative Scott Krug of Rome introduced the bill to tackle rising utility bills. Under the legislation, electric customers could subscribe to a community solar facility and receive credits on their electricity bill for using renewable energy. Evers says increasing access to solar power options could be beneficial for Wisconsin, but he doesn't know if he'll sign the bill until it reaches his desk. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
You're listening to 98.9 WXCO, Wausau's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Still staying unseasonably warm today with highs climbing to the upper 80s. Tonight, a small chance of a shower or thunderstorm, lows fall to 60. And for tomorrow, sunshine to start the day, still a warm one reaching 80, and then a chance of showers and storms by the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 82 degrees.
Are you passionate about local high school sports? So are we. WXCO 98.9 FM is proud to be the only station in Wausau bringing you live, play-by-play coverage of high school sports, game after game, season after season. But we can't do it alone. We are currently seeking local sponsors and community partners who believe in the power of sports to bring people together, inspire youth, and energize our hometown pride. Promote your business, support our local athletes, be heard by thousands of loyal local listeners. If your business is interested in supporting live sports broadcasts while gaining valuable exposure, now is the perfect time to become a WXCO sports sponsor. Message us on our Facebook page or call or text our sales rep, Aaliyah, at 608-573-1597. That's 608-573-1597. Let's keep Wausau High School sports on the air together.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Thursday, we'll talk to yet another new 2026 candidate for legislature, and we'll talk vaccines with Dr. Kelly Snook.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
For all of your support. Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. So you just got back from your summer vacation and maybe even had to book two rooms because of your snoring? Some vacation, huh? Snoring can be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, and even memory loss. Introducing Zepa. That's Happy Z spelled backwards. Zepa is a doctor-designed mouthpiece that moves your jaw forward to keep your airway open. From now through the month of October, you can put an end to your snoring and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. They'll even donate another $10 to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. Help Zepa reach their goal to raise $50,000 for breast cancer research by going to Zepa, Zyppah.com, and use the code PINK. Or text my first name, Tom, that's T-H-O-M, to 511-511. Put your snoring on a permanent vacation and help a worthy cause with the snoring device I trust by visiting Zyppah, Zyppah.com, and use the code PINK, or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. Remember, Zyppah is Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply. That's Zyppah.com. Use the code PINK when you check out.
No cool beneath the blood-red sky. It slips in through the courtrooms while no one dares to ask why. No tanks roll down the main street. No fire in the sky above. Just silence. As they strangle all we love. Democracy doesn't die in darkness, it chokes beneath the sun. While cameras roll and headlines scroll, the damage still gets done.
6 minutes past the hour, welcome back. Picking up your calls here, what's on your mind? Jeff in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Hey Jeff, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thanks. Well, I want to circle back to the discussion about language and radical leftist label. I just feel like we should not yield at all, and we should label ourselves. We should define ourselves and use the term we want to use to whatever it is that we, you know, call ourselves. And it's like a linguistic problem. And a public relations problem. And I see them morphing, you know, radical leftist into terrorist and just continue to drive us. And left and right are relative terms anyway. And I don't know. I'm just thinking I'm a centrist, original American patriot. And I'm not a radical leftist. And I agree 1,000% with you.
Yeah. I get what you're saying, Jeff. Policies. And I think that it's my goal here, and I'm not going to pound this drum beyond just today. I just wanted to make the point and publish the article. And I'm not going to continue to call myself a radical leftist. But my point was to defang those terms, to point out the absolute flaming absurdity of calling people who are calling for a national health care program and the right to vote far left radicals. It's obscene what they are doing, and somebody needs to call it out. And so this was an ironic or sarcastic way of doing that. Sure. And I think that, you know, sometimes humor, this kind of borders on humor, can be very powerful stuff. And so, you know, that it's my hope that this helps blow that up. But I'm with you, Jeff. The positions, every single one of those positions in that article that I wrote today and the rant that I did this morning in the first half of the first hour, every single one of those positions are supported by more than half of America. And the only reason we don't have them is because you've got a bunch of right-wing billionaires who own the Republican Party and they prevent any forward progress. So, I get what you're saying. Jeff, I got to move along. Okay. Thanks for the call. Good point.
Thank you, Tom. Okay, bye-bye.
Good talking to you. Beachside Bill in Orlando, Florida. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Afternoon, Tom. Hope everybody's well and doing good out there. I'm looking at right now, I saw Trump's over in England there. I think he was walking behind King Charles.
He walked in front of the king and the queen. I mean, the British Twitter is just hysterical. I mean, you just don't do that. But I think he did that the last time when he met the king's mother, the queen. He walked in front of her. This guy has no class whatsoever.
Yeah.
By the way, the Fed just lowered interest rates by a quarter point. Breaking news.
I saw that, too. Yeah. That's going to be interesting. That's going to be interesting. I'll speak about someone in the donor world, and now let's talk about Charlie Kirk's death. And it's sad that that young man died, but I want to talk about how young he was. And by the end of this year, I'll have donated my 160th gallon of blood. So I like donating, obviously.
Yeah.
And it's sad to me that the family didn't donate his organs. What they could have, helped several families, or maybe helped save someone's life. And I don't think they did. I just think about these things after the fact. You know, it's too bad that they didn't do that.
I don't know if they did or didn't. That's not the kind of thing that would be made public, is it, Bill?
I think it would. I think they would if they were. I don't know.
It could have been an opportunity to promote that. You know, if they did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get it.
But the family and the religion behind it and all that. I don't think it would. I don't think they did. I think they would have let it be known. It's just one of those things that I always
tend to be more someone young.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And quickly about the people in the these employees who are getting let go over the First Amendment. I think you know how Trump, they're going after government employees and private sector.
Yeah.
Why can't they have hopefully to get a class action lawsuit against Trump and the administration and all that. It'd be another lawsuit, but I think because these people are being fired wrong. Whatever they said about Charlie Kirk's death, you know, they have a right to free speech. And I think if it was on their own personal platform, their own personal page, as compared to a government page, if they said it on the government website, you know, or that page, I'm going with that.
Yeah. No, I get it. I get it. Bill, thanks for the call. It's always good hearing from you.
Thanks, Tom.
Yep. Good talking to you. By the way, the jobs report just came in. 22,000 jobs created. They were expecting 75,000. Inflation has gone up to 2.3%, or 4.3%, I guess, annually. Hold on that. I'm doing this from memory, and that's going to get me in trouble. Inflation is up a tenth of a point. That I can tell you. Tenth of a percent. And the jobs are down, you know, the number of jobs, 22,000, I remember that for sure. And that's why the Fed is cutting interest rates, because the economy is slowing down because of Trump's tariffs. So, you know, and just his general incompetence. Ray in Naperville, Illinois. Hey, Ray, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Last week you had somebody call. You were talking about the Epstein files. And he mentioned, you know, why haven't we heard anything from Jeffries and Chuck Schumer? Mm-hmm. And what I did is I went on the AIPCA tracker to see who takes money from that PAC group, Israel's PAC group. And obviously, Republicans take way more money. I mean, Mike Johnson and Mitch McConnell and the head of the Senate right now take almost $2 million a year.
Yeah.
But Jeffries and Schumer take over $1 million from them.
I know.
And that's why we haven't heard from them, because, just following the Epstein thing, the two previous prime ministers of Israel, they're on the Epstein files. I don't know how to pronounce his first name, but I think it's Edmund Barak.
Ehud Barak.
He's been, you know, some of the women have called him out and said, he was on the flight, on the island, and he was evil. He's an evil man.
Yeah, I haven't seen those reports. I can't corroborate. Although I believe, I do recall reading that Ehud Barak was in the Epstein files, but you know what the details were, I don't recall. But Ray, I get it. I get it. And increasingly, Democrats are saying we're not going to take AIPAC money. As this genocide becomes more and more undeniable, frankly.
Yeah.
And I think that's a good thing, although AIPAC will probably target any Democrat who refuses their money. And, this is the world that, Clarence Thomas taking bribes from a right-wing billionaire I believe, caused him to vote in favor of Citizens United. He was the decisive vote. He was the tie-breaking vote. And Citizens United turned our government over to anybody who's willing to pay. And Israel has a pile of money. AIPAC has a pile of money. They're separate entities, of course. And you got a bunch of right-wing billionaires who are basically running our country now.
One last point. There is a connection between Peter Thiel and Barack. Mm-hmm. There's a connection there. Yeah. And that connection goes for a long time. There's a lot of security companies that Barack was involved in.
Yeah, well, Peter Thiel owns or runs Palantir, you know, one of the big security companies. So that's not surprising, frankly.
So, all right. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Ray. Good hearing from you. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be in a couple of seconds. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where smart people get their news. Stick around. We'll be right back. As mentioned, the Fed met, the Open Market Committee, the FOMC, and in the face of declining job numbers and increasing inflation, they cut the interest rates.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's just a quarter point cut, but Wall Street seems quite excited about it. And of course, Donald Trump will be very happy. We'll be back.
Watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hi, my name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires. I'm also the author of a new book, Burned by Billionaires, How Concentrated Wealth and Power Are Ruining Our Lives and Planet. This summer proved to all of us that climate change is real and it is deadly. And I'm here to tell you that a small group of billionaires are making it worse. Did you know that billionaire Jeff Bezos's wife, Lauren Sanchez, emitted more carbon in her 11-minute Blue Origin space flight than the average person emits in a lifetime? Did you know that the average super yacht produces as much carbon emissions as 1,500 regular vehicles? And that private jets emit 10 to 20 times more pollutants per passenger than commercial airplanes? So who should pay for climate change? People like you who recycle and turn off the lights when you leave the room, or billionaires who take joyrides in space? Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Let's go, Brewers!
You can go to the Brewers.
Wait, Todd, what?
It's Free Ticket Friday, Terry. A chance to win a four-pack of Brewers tickets several times every Friday. Great seats, by the way.
Okay, so download the free Civic Media app, find your local station, and listen for the keyword. Then text it through the app for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
Free Ticket Friday.
On your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. I knew we all have two ages, you know, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. But what I didn't know is I've likely lowered my own biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruits and veggies, many, perhaps most, are 10 plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. A major university study suggests how to slow aging and diffuse that biological time bomb. Participants actually slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I know I get a lot more energy when I drink Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor selected for specific health benefits, cell health, heart, lungs, kidney, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging, and I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's time. And check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code Tom at fieldofgreens.com.
Courts with bought out men to drag us back to God knows when. Rights erased with the stroke.
Welcome back,
of
9 minutes before the hour. Catherine in Palatine, Illinois. Hey, Catherine, what's up? There's a Palatine.
Hi, it's Palatine, Illinois.
Yeah.
My question is this. If 12 million people are getting kicked off of health care, how is the country react to a strike against insurance companies?
Well, first off, this is not going to happen until after next year's midterm elections. The Republicans put the kicking people off Medicare and, or off Medicaid and gutting Medicare. It doesn't go into effect until January of 2027.
So they
just want to make sure that we went into the midterm elections without anybody realizing the damage that they had just done to America. If the Republicans continue to hold the House and Senate and these gerrymandering things that they're doing like they just did in Texas may well cause that to be the outcome, then I doubt, you know, they're not going to allow the kind of protests. I mean, you know, we'll be in full police state lockdown mode by then, in my opinion. So that's how I think they're going to deal with it, Catherine.
Well, my question, though, is could Americans, before the election coming up, could we strike against health care or to insurance companies? And how would that really affect the industry?
I don't know how you'd do that.
Would this be just another thing like trying to not pay your taxes?
I just don't know how you'd do that. I think the thing to do is to raise hell with our elected officials, Democrat or Republican. We just, you know, our voices need to be heard. We need to be speaking out. And, of course, on October, 18th, I think it is, that Saturday, going to be No King's Day 2.0. Get out there and get in the streets.
Okay, thank you.
Catherine, thank you very much. Rick in Castro Valley. Hey, Rick, what's up? Rick, watching Free Speech TV in Castro Valley, California? No Rick. Okay, Joe in Spring, Texas. Hey, Joe, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good afternoon. Correct me and please enlighten me, but didn't Mazie Hirono just talking to Cash Patel about the FBI and the workouts and the stringent qualifications for the physical requirements, say that women aren't naturally as strong as men, and that the pull-up requirement was too harsh for women. Well, doesn't that go against our argument about men and women being the same?
No, it's a simple biological reality, Joe. What, are you weird?
Same as having XX or XY chromosomes. Men can become women and women can become men. You just validated my argument. Thank you.
Well, no, I don't think I did, but good luck. Whistler in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Hey, Whistler, thanks for listening to Civic Media. What's on your mind today?
Hey, thanks. Thanks a lot, Tom, for taking my call. A little background, I'm a 73-year-old Vietnam-era veteran, and I got a question in regards recently here to, well, it has to do with Charlie Kirk's shoot down or whatever. Why was it that J.D. Vance and Air Force Two used our tax dollars to transport this gentleman from Utah back to his home state of Arizona?
Yeah.
That's what I was curious about.
Well, because he's their new hero. He's their horse vessel, Whistler.
But it's our tax dollars.
I know.
Our tax dollars are the paper.
I totally get it. But this is not the battle that I think we're gonna win or that is worth fighting. But I get your point. Whistler, thanks for the call. Paul in Grants Pass, Oregon. Hey, Paul, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Good.
kudos to you. You're doing a great job,
thank
man.
You.
My question is, there was a flotilla of ships and boats with some prominent activists from around the world coming to
Greta Thunberg was on it.
What has happened to
They came under fire a couple of days ago. I saw that. And they came under fire a couple of times from the Israeli military. And I frankly, it's been two or three days since I've seen any reporting on what happened. I don't know if they turned back. I'm sure if they had gotten
buried,
to Gaza.
It's buried with everything going on.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, it's just buried with everything that's going on right now.
I think so. And I'm pretty sure if they'd gotten to Gaza, we'd know about it. So I'll have to look into that and get back with you.
Yeah.
Paul, thanks for the call. Rick in Castro Valley. Hey, Rick, you got a quick one? I have about 30 seconds.
Okay, real quick. That letter or that text that young man sent was so doctored. Young kids don't talk like that. I just spent 2 weeks around my adult children. None of them speak in that fashion.
Are you talking about the text message chain?
Yes. Yes. That is insane, and you can't trust.
You think that was manufactured by Cash Patel or the FBI? Huh. Interesting.
Yeah,
that had not occurred to me, Rick. It didn't seem quite that weird to me, but you know, who knows? I mean, in this day and age, who knows? Rick, thank you for the call. And thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place, although Alex Lawson is going to fill in for me. I've got a small medical procedure. I'll be back on Friday. So treat Alex well. Alex well, will you? Get out there, get active, tag. You're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and folks around you. Stay safe. And I'll see you the day after tomorrow. And Alex, we'll see you tomorrow.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
The Constitution is very clear. Government must not endorse religion. Yet in Texas and Arkansas, lawmakers try to force the Ten Commandments into every classroom. Thanks to lawsuits brought by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, federal judges stepped in, calling these laws, quote, obviously unconstitutional. This is not just about posters on the wall. It's about whether America remains a pluralistic democracy or slips toward theocracy. These victories show the courts are still willing to defend that core principle of church-state separation, and that is essential to protecting every American's freedom of conscience. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund public education, not religious indoctrination.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Frank Herman's. When we moved here, I called the Y because my daughter was like, I don't know, 7 years old. I said, hey, I'm calling about your beginner's gymnastics class. I'm 40 years old. I've never had a gymnastics class. So do you think I should start there? Frank, I get
Are you
nothing.
Kidding me?
On the other end, it's just silence.
Even after she knew I was kidding, like,
tape that.
Come on.
And I did take the class, and I did really well.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. The Federal Reserve has just decided to cut its key interest rate by a quarter of a percentage point. CBS's Kelly O'Grady at the New York Stock Exchange says it was music to the ears of investors.
You've got the traders on the floor. There was a little bit of a, like, not a huge celebration, but kind of sigh of relief of, okay, we've got that interest rate cut, right? That's good for the market. What it means, though, for average Americans is it just got slightly cheaper to borrow money, and that's going to affect your credit card interest rate. But what it also may impact in the long run is mortgage rates. That trades on where investors think the interest rate is going.
Economist Dean Baker.
Lower rates will improve the labor market. I'm not going to tell anyone that we're going to lower rates today and now you could run out and get a good paying job, but it pushes it in the right direction. Most people, understandably, they don't pay close attention. They have other things to worry about, but it really does affect them.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Cammie McCormick.